Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
The cooling centers are open, a water restriction in Greenfield, a trash pickup delay for Springfield, and Mark Auerbach's Art Speed Report. It's all on the way. It's Tuesday, July 19, 2022, and obviously the story today is the heat. It waited until late July, but here it is. And your forecast, partly to mostly sunny, slight chance of afternoon showers or a storm, high of 90, winds west-northwest 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 68, the winds are west-southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. The ultraviolet index at 8, the humidity, 64%. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton-Harris, have announced that the city of Springfield will open the cooling centers, and that happened today, the 19th, right on through Friday, the 22nd, due to the anticipated heat. According to local weather services, temperatures are expected to stay in the mid to high 90s with humidity. Now, here are the centers that are open. And unless otherwise noted, it's the 19th today through the 22nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Raymond A. Jordan Center, Roosevelt Avenue, Springfield. The Senior Center in the North End, Plainfield Street, Springfield. The Mason Square Library in the Community Room, 765 State, Springfield. Hungry Hill Senior Center, 773 Liberty Street, Springfield. Myrtle Street Park, 117 Main in Springfield. Clodo Concepcion Greenleaf Community Center, 1187 and a half Parker Street, Springfield, of course. And the South End Community Center, that's at 99 Marble Street in Springfield. And in addition to the cooling centers, you can also seek relief from the heat by visiting one of the many neighborhood libraries, senior centers for the elderly, and the mall. Today, July 19, in the Springfield City Council chambers, for the fourth time since the passing of former state rep David J. Vigno, a college-bound Springfield student will receive the scholarship that bears the name of the local and statewide political legend and activist. Vigno was a fixture in local Greater Springfield politics. He was a firebrand member of the Mass House of Representatives in the 60s and 70s. Like his colleagues in the House at that time, Barney Frank, Mike Dukakis, and Ed Markey. Well, this year's recipient of the scholarship is Shane L. Dillon of Springfield. Now, Shane is a standout student. He was the 2022 Student Council President of his graduating class at Renaissance High. He is the co-founder of the Springfield High School Democrats. Somehow, as a student and while working at Big Y, he also found time to serve successfully as campaign manager for Ward 8 City Councilor Zeta Govan. So the chair of the Vigno Scholarship Committee, former state rep Paul Caron, will be joined by fellow committee members in awarding Shane. City Council President Jesse Letterman will host the event in the City Council chambers. Congratulations, Shane Dillon. Mayor Roxanne Wettergartner in Greenfield has declared a state of water supply conservation requiring mandatory water use restrictions for Greenfield. With drought conditions persisting, the city is instituting the following restrictions on outdoor water use, effective immediately. Observe odd, even day watering schedules. Outdoor watering by water users with odd number addresses is restricted to odd number days. Outdoor watering by water users with even numbered addresses is restricted to even numbered days. Refrain from watering between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Limit watering to a handheld hose or watering can. The use of an automatic sprinkler system is prohibited. All car washing except commercial car washes, prohibited. Filling or topping off pools, banned. This in, the Department of Public Works Solid Waste Division wishes to inform Springfield residents who have municipal trash recycling and yard waste collection on Wednesday that collection will begin at 5:30 a.m. due to the impending heat wave, with temperatures reaching the upper 90s, with a head index near 100 degrees for Wednesday. So please, have your trash and recycling carts on the curb no later than 5:30 a.m. Now, those residents that have scheduled bulk collection are to have the items curbside 5:30 as well. And on behalf of the DPW, we apologize for any inconvenience and thank you for your cooperation. Now, Mark Auerbach joins us with his ArtSpeak report. Mark?
Three Decembers, Jake Heggie's and Gene Shear's opera, based on a play by Terrence McNally, opens the Berkshire Opera Festival summer season with performances this weekend, July 21st and July 23rd, at PS 21 in Chatham, New York. That's just over the state line from Great Barrington. Christopher James Ray conducts a new production staged by Beth Greenberg. The story follows a famous Broadway actress and her two adult children as they grapple with AIDS, addiction, dysfunction, and deceit. Adriana Zambala, Monica Dewey, and Teo Hoffman star. Three Decembers is based on McNally's Some Christmas Letters, and it premiered originally at Houston Grand Opera in 2008. For details, BerkshireOperaFestival.org. Kevin Rhodes, the newly named artistic advisor of MOSO, returns to Springfield to conduct MOSO, the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, in a program of film music composed by John Williams, including E.T., Superman, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jurassic Park, and Schindler's List. Violinist Evgeny Kutik is the soloist. The program opens with some classic favorites by Rossini, Massenet, and Stravinsky. The performance stage is this Thursday at Symphony Hall. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Flushing, Make Room for Someone Else, a puppet show with songs made for adults, is the first presentation of Co-Festival's final season at Hampshire College in Amherst. Created by Eric Bass, the co-founder of Sandglass Theater, and Linda Paris Bailey, the co-founder of the Carpetbag Theater, and directed by Kathy DeNobriga, the show is the story of two retiring theater directors passing the torch to the next generation of leaders. Performances run the 22nd through the 24th. For details, kofest.com. Quinn Mason, conductor and composer, has been named the Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Joyce C. Willis Artist in Residence for their 2022-23 season. As part of his residency with the Hartford Symphony, Mason is writing a new piece for orchestra that will be premiered in the closing concert of the 2022-23 Masterwork Series next June. For details on Mason, masonianmusic.com. Get Happy, Michael Feinstein celebrates the Judy Garland Centennial as August 5th at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. Feinstein, in concert produced by Liza Minnelli, strolls down memory lane performing the songs from the Judy Garland songbook. For details, Mahawi, that's MAHAIWE.org. And Songs for a New World, the Jason Robert Brown musical, staged by Jerry McIntyre, plays Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater, July 21st through August 20. Brown's debut musical, followed by Parade, Bridges of Madison County, and Broadway's current Mr. Saturday Night, is a character study with songs examining life, love, and the choices that people make. The musical direction for this production is by Dante Harrell. For details, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Always good to have you with us. And thanks to everybody for listening in. Our next program, of course, tomorrow, Wednesday, and I hope you're with us at that time. It'll be up online during the day and available to you on demand day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.